This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. I want to tell you something interesting about Parshas Ekev. Anybody know how many psukim in Parshas Ekev? Very good. Who said? Rav Daniel. Very good. 111 psukim in Parshas Ekev. 111. 111. 111. Now, 111 is a very geschmacka number. Why? Because it means the epitome of unity. 111. 111. By the way, the Belzer Rebbe would say the expression that we had in Parshas Vaschanan, Ein oid melevadoi, is Rashi Tevois Aleph Ayin Mem. That the Gematria is 111. 111. Yeah, you got that? Ein Oid Melvadoi is 111. Why? Because Ein Oid Melvadoi is the epitome of one. Is the epitome of one. Actually, Ayin Aleph Ayin Mem is one of the Shemois of Hashem. Aleph Ayin Mem. 111. By the way, Aleph, the word Aleph, is Aleph Lamed Pei, Gematria 111, 111, the epitome of one. It's very powerful. So, I'm thinking, what is the connection between Einoid Movadoi and Parshas Ekev? Right, there are 111 psukim. And there is precedent that the number of psukim reflect the theme of the parsha. So Ekev is 111. So I saw in the Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah last night, that this is something we spoke about in the past many times. How many times does Hashem's name appear in the Chumash? 1,820. Does anybody know in which parsha does Hashem's name appear more than any other parsha in the Chumash? This week's parsha. There, Hashem's name. I don't think anybody could have guessed that. If you know, you could ask trivia. You know, in which parsha does Hashem's name appear more than any other parsha? I mean, if you have no idea, you'd either guess Bereishis or Nasa is the biggest part. I mean, why Ekev? How is that even possible? Okay, it appears in this week's parsha 93 times. 93 times. I'm talking about the Shem Havaya. Yes, Yud Kei Vav Kei. He even brings that the Megal Amukos, whose Yartzeit was this past week, brings from the Zayar that L'yirei Hashem u'l'choshvei Shemai, that all cheshbonos are empty except for the cheshbonos of the name of Hashem. In fact, the word cheshbon has a numerical value of 366. It's the same numerical value as Shem Havaya. What's the only real cheshbon? Is Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is 366. Okay. So I'm thinking that's very interesting, that Parshas Ekev has more Shemois Havaya than any other Parsha. Maybe that's why it has 111 Psukim, because what Parsha demonstrates Ein Oid Melvadoi more than any other Parsha? The Parsha that is replete with the Shem Havaya. Okay? So then I'm thinking, how many times does Hashem's name appear in this week's Parsha? 93. Okay? Is there any significance to 93? Have you ever heard that number before? 93? So I remembered, yes, in Kinnis. In Kinnis, in the Kinna about Titus HaRasha, it says, Oirenu, this is in Kinna Tezayin, Oirenu Namak, our skin melted, Kehishkim Mishares, when the Koyein woke up, V'loi Matza, and he didn't find, Tishim Ushloisha Klei Shares, the 93 Klei Shares. On the fateful morning that Titus came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen woke up expecting to find, the Mishnah says in Tamid, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, there are exactly 93 Klei Shares in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, and it was the only time in history he woke up, he couldn't find all of them. And they got very scared, it was a bad omen. Okay, so I'm thinking, the only time I've ever heard the number 93 is in Kinnis, when the Kohen woke up in the morning and he couldn't find the 93 Klei Shares. Late last night, did I bring it? No. In the Sefer Roikeach, The Rekech is Rebbe Lezer of Garmaiza. He's one of the great Rishonim. He was a master of the secret, the number of words or letters or the number of times certain phrases appear. He says at the end of Parshas Ekev, Hashem's name appears 93 times. Keneged, the 93 Klei Shares. So maybe, since we read, we lay in Ekev right after Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is the day that we're chaser in the Klei HaMikdash, we're chaser, we're missing in the Klei HaMishkan, so we're also without the Beis HaMikdash, we're chaser in the Shem Havaya, because the Beis HaMikdash is, so to speak, the kisei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we immediately read after Tisha B'Av, Ekev has 93 mentions of Hashem's name. Maybe in a way it's like a mamale and it's boine and it fulfills the chisaron of the 93 klei shares. And also the Shem Havaya, which is promulgated to the world through the medium of the Beis HaMikdash, also, this parsha has more Shemos Havaya than any other parsha. Okay, that's just a thought on Parshas Ekev. We have 111 psukim. We have more Shem Havaya than any other parsha. And maybe somehow it's Mamale, the chesaron of the Mikdash, which was chaser when Titus HaRasha came in. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.